Nevada lawmakers are considering a bill that would make it easier for immigrant doctors to care for patients in the state. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports.
When Jose Alberto first arrived in Las Vegas from Cuba 3 years ago, he worked a number of odd jobs. He drove for Uber, worked in a warehouse, and fried chicken at a restaurant, a common path for many immigrants. But back in Havana, Alberto was an internal medicine doctor with a master's degree in infectious disease.
I consider to myself a good doctor with a pretty good experience. I want to help others like I did in Cuba. That's my passion.
State law requires doctors like Alberto to get a whole new license. That could mean doing a residency program again, which could take 3 to 7 years.
I came here looking for opportunities to grow as a professional, as a person. I came here also looking for freedom and for a better future, especially for my family.
Nevada legislators are trying to streamline the process. Senate Bill 124 would allow healthcare workers who have completed postgraduate training and practice in a foreign country to take U.S. medical exams and skip the required residency program. They must work under the supervision of a licensed physician for 2 years and receive a job offer to apply for a license to work independently. 12 other states have enacted similar bills, including Colorado and Idaho in the Mountain West. Similar bills failed in Wyoming and New Mexico this year. Nevada Democratic Senator Fabian Dagnate, a public health administrator, sponsored the bill for this simple reason.
I started to ask many of my other staff members that are immigrants, and I learned that I have many medical assistants that work directly for me that were physicians in Cuba and Mexico and so forth.
But the U.S. wouldn't recognize their credentials. There are an estimated 2 million college-educated immigrants and refugees in the U.S. who are underemployed or unemployed, according to the Migration Policy Institute. In Las Vegas alone, there are roughly 70 foreign medical professionals ready to work but can't, according to Americans for Prosperity. Natalie Aldieri, the director of U.S. policy at World Education Services, says this legislation is just one piece of the puzzle in filling healthcare provider gaps.
We all have an aging population, not only of physicians who are moving out of practice into retirement, but also increased care that's needed for an aging population. And we just don't have the doctors and the healthcare practitioners to serve the need within our states. And Nevada is no different.
In fact, all of Nevada's 17 counties are facing some type of healthcare provider shortage. One issue that contributes to that is the lack of residency slots. There are only 400 slots. But the state needs more than 2,500 physicians for its population, according to the National Library of Medicine. However, not everyone is on board. The State Medical Association and Dean of the College of Osteopathic Medicine at Touro University in Las Vegas oppose the legislation. They say the state should instead focus on increasing residencies and that it undermines patient care and licensing standards. But Aldieri disagrees.
There are a lot of safeguards in place to make sure that people are getting the same quality of care and that we're not compromising the safety or care of individuals who receive medical treatment or care from an internationally trained physician.
One of those aspects is the English proficiency requirement. Dagnate went back and forth on this. There are language needs in Nevada. One third of residents speak a language other than English at home, with the highest being Spanish.
But I also hear the concern from the reverse that you should retain some level of knowledge of English because your level of care is also dependent on you talking to other physicians and consulting with everyone else.
Dagnate says this bill will also show how immigrants contribute to the community at a time when the president is spreading very divisive anti-immigration rhetoric.
At the end of the day, we can talk politics all we want, but either you have a doctor in one community or you don't.
For Alberto, who wanted to be a doctor since he was a child, the bill's passage would mean being able to go back to doing what he loves most, helping people. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News, Carson City.